God is good, and all the time. Indeed, the Lamb of God is worthy to receive all the praise and all the glory. For indeed, by His blood we have been ransomed from death, and we have been handed sonship in Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, we thank You for today. We bless Your name for the opportunity to sit at Your feet. We pray that even as we fellowship together, let Your word come forth mightily, and let Your spirit convict and transform. May Your spirit renew and cause us to walk in alignment to Your will, even as we give You glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, tell the person, God bless you for coming to church. Turn to your neighbor, tell the person, God bless you for coming to church. We bless God. So, last week we began a session on being a faithful steward. And today we are going to be concluding what it means to be a faithful steward. And our key verse is from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. It is very important for us to understand that we are supposed to be found faithful. Faithful in that which the Lord has given to us. So in essence, I highlighted the fact that a steward is someone who has been put in charge. In charge of something that belongs to another, but he is to manage it. And we understood that the very lives we have is not ours, because Jesus Christ gave his life to ransom, to pay, and to be the propitiation for our sin. Jesus Christ died on the cross so that you and I would be free from damnation and stand whole on judgment day. It's very important for us to understand. Because of this, the very life we have and everything concerning the life we have does not belong to us, but we are but stewards. So a steward is someone who manages. The life you have is not yours. The idea of finances, the idea of the environment, everything boils down to stewardship. And because it's not ours, we need to understand that we need to take good care of them. Why do we need to take good care of them? Because we are going to give an account. We are going to give an account. I highlighted a paragraph from an article from John Piper, one of my favorite theologians, and I want to read it to you. Again, to Christ belongs glory, dominion, forever and ever. Then he goes on to write, we receive the graces from God, use them in the way that he instructs us for the purposes of returning to him the glory and praise that is due to his name. So we need to understand that everything we receive is by grace. The idea that you have children is by grace. Literally, your children are not yours. You are supposed to raise them in a way that will give glory to God. The fact that you have been blessed with a master's program, the fact that you have been blessed with a work, you need to understand that beyond the idea of your boss, you have a superior master who is God. And who is watching to see if you are working and studying for his glory. Every single thing we do as believers should be for the glory of God. Literally, even your marriage is a blessing from the Lord. So we need to understand everything we have is a blessing from the Lord. And in this light, we need to treat them with responsibility at heart and faithfulness in mind. So that whatever we do as unto the glory of the Lord. Amen. Then he goes on to say, so Christ is both the beginning of our stewardship, since he supplies our needs, and the end of our stewardship, since we use his resources to show who he is. let everything that you have reveal the glory of God. Can I hear someone say amen? Going forward, we ended by highlighting the idea of being a faithful steward within the five compartments that we highlighted last week. And we mentioned, with reference to creation, we need to understand that we ought to care for the environment, starting from our rooms and our homes. And I added that you need to take good care of yourself. You need to take good care of yourself. This week has been very hectic for me. I've been doing a lot of teachings, lots of visitations. And I think on Thursday night, I realized I was getting a blister on my lip. And anytime I get a blister on my lip, it means I'm very stressed. I'm very tired. You need to understand that your body is not a machine. Turn to someone, tell the person, your body is not a machine. You need to sleep. Tell someone, sleep. Some of you don't sleep. You don't sleep. 2 a.m. past midnight and you are under your blanket with your phone. You need to sleep. You need to sleep. So take care of your body. Clean your room. Don't leave your room in a mess. Clean the environment. Then concerning time, we said, let us be intentional not to waste time. We must make time for God. Don't waste your time. Majority of the time, you have books to read. You have so much books to read, but you are there watching Game of Thrones. You have so many books to read, but you are there watching, what's the name of that South Korean series? Boys Before Flowers or Boys Before Trees. What is it called? You know it. You see, you need to make time for the things of God. And as soon as we take the Bible, we get tired. Spend time wisely. Spend your time wisely. Some of us don't even spend time with family. When was the last time you called your mom? When was the last time you checked up on your mom? Someone said yesterday. When was the last time you checked up on your dad? Someone said yesterday. It's very important. Make time for what matters. And I want to repeat, the idea is God first, with reference to personal relationship. Second is your immediate family, meaning your wife and your children. If you don't have an immediate family, it means your siblings and your parents. Then after that, we go to church work and ministry. Don't complicate the two. Your family is your first ministry. Kaima, don't choose your work over your wife. Don't choose money over your husband. Amen. And over resources, we need to be intentional about being good managers of resources. Handle your resources well, especially your money. Many of us here may be addicted to Taobao. Every time we go on Taobao, we want to buy something. You are clicking. You spend 5 hours Taobao. As soon as you get money, you are buying things from Taobao. You have so many shoes you don't even use. You have so many shirts you don't even use. Be effective user of your resources. Your food. Don't buy so much food and waste it. When you go to the supermarket, buy exactly what you need. Don't buy so much and waste the food. We go to your fridge and there is food from 2 years ago. When you cook, make sure you are cooking enough to feed you. Don't waste it. Amen. And with reference to resources, I encourage people, support the church. We encourage people to give to the church because what we use here, it's rented. So support the church with your resources. The church also supports orphanages. We have 3 outward donations we give. It's a blessing to support the things of God. Over your relationships, be a steward over your relationships. How can you be a good steward over your relationship? Be wise and show love in your dealings with others. Let us not take people for granted. Don't take people for granted. Mean your words. When you say, I am sorry, mean it. Don't say, I am sorry, just to repeat it again. Many of us now, the sorry we say has no value. Look at the way we are all quiet. Let's be encouraged to show love and forgive. Forgive. Turn to someone, tell the person, forgive. And the last part over the gospel. We have been blessed by the grace of God to receive salvation through grace by faith in Christ Jesus. And by this, we are supposed to defend and preach the gospel. Let your life show Jesus Christ. Let your life show Jesus Christ. And I always tell you, the best minimum you can do is to invite people to church. When people come to church, they would hear something that would bless them. They would hear one thing that would bless them. So to all of you who consistently invite people to church, I want to say God bless you. And the final bit was from Romans chapter 14, from verse 10 to 12. I highlighted the importance of knowing that we will account. There will be a day of judgment. There will be a day of judgment. You will account, you will account, you will account for everything you've done in the flesh. You will account for everything you've spoken. You will account. Remember, there is a day you will stand before the white throne of God. There is a day you will stand before the bema seat of God. There is a day God will ask you, what did you do with these talents? What did you do with these resources? What did you do with all that I blessed you with? So in the light, I want to highlight five qualities of being a good steward. What are the five qualities of being a good steward? Number one, a good steward is faithful to accomplish the task given by the master. Whatever you begin, make sure you complete. Do not start something. Many of us, we are masters of uncompleted assignments. Whatever we begin, we don't complete. How many of us have gym membership cards in our drawers? We no longer go. How many of us have so many books we have not finished reading? Whatever we begin, we must finish. We must be faithful. When the Lord blesses you with a family, be faithful. Have it at the back of your mind that I'm going to do my responsibility to the best of my abilities. Whatever is entrusted to you, give it your best. Is it your academics? Study hard. God does not rejoice over your F's and your E's and your D's. If you are a Christian, show forth your faithfulness in every aspect of your life. In your business, show forth responsibility. The second quality, a good steward understands accountability. Two strands of accountability I want to touch on. Get a mentor. Do you have someone close to you who is interested in how you are doing? Do you have someone close to you who checks up on you to make sure that you are doing well? Get a mentor that you can be accountable to. And the second stride of accountability, know that God is the total holder of accountability and that we will account to Him. A good steward has accountability in mind. The third point, a good steward walks in the wisdom of God. Be wise. With your relationships, be wise. If you see that there is someone who is hurting you or taking you for granted, be wise. Sometimes the best response you can give is no. Be wise. Be wise in your approach to life. Think. Wise up. Ask the Lord for wisdom. Father, grant me wisdom concerning my children. Father, grant me wisdom concerning my husband. Father, grant me wisdom concerning my friends. Ask the Lord for wisdom. Father, grant me wisdom concerning my studies. Ask the Lord for wisdom. The Bible says in the book of James that let anyone who lacks wisdom ask, and the Lord is more than willing to give. Be wise. The fourth quality, a good steward is what? Hardworking. You need to be hardworking. Turn to someone and tell the person, don't be lazy. I want you to shake someone by the shoulder. Tell the person, you sleep too much. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. How many times have I said it? Five. Okay, three more times. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Christianity is not for lazy people. Because God calls you to be responsible. God calls you to be giving to knowledge. Show forth wisdom, but show forth diligence. Oh, this course is too difficult. I want to go back home. My boss is always on my neck. You know, I don't want a boss like that. Show forth hard work. How many of you are learning Chinese? And how many of you want to go back home? Because Chinese is too difficult. When I was studying in Xiamen University, in my Chinese exam for Xiada during my first year, I had 98 over 100. And at the beginning, I didn't like studying. But I gave myself onto serious days. I'm going to study. I'm going to make it. So I started spending 30 minutes every day. 30 minutes every day. That was what I was doing. And by God's grace, it was enough. Sometimes, if you are serious about something, you need to make time for that thing. Whatever you are serious about, invest in it. You are a businessman. You have a work. You are a teacher. Be creative. Think about how to improve yourself. There are so many courses out there that you can do for free to improve your teaching abilities. Always decide to be better. Be hardworking. Be persistent. Be diligent. Point number five, a good steward is always be humble. Be humble. Be humble. Be humble. I think there's a song like that, right? Yeah, be humble. Be humble. I conclude with this paragraph. Lizzie, why are you laughing? I conclude with this paragraph. The key to being a good steward is to live like Christ. I'm going to say that again. The key to being a good steward is to live like Christ. Showing forth a Christ-like mindset and a Christ-like character in everything we do. And I summarize with this scripture. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as He is, also are we in this world. As Jesus is, so should you be in your family. As Jesus is, so should you be in your home. As Jesus is, so should you be in your classroom. Did you realize it didn't say, as Jesus was? Do you know why? He lives. He lives. Hallelujah. Jesus lives. Okay, so we go to the second part of today's sermon, and we are going to have small group discussions.